I'm glad you're here today. I appreciate you coming. I'm glad the Lord let you come. I'm glad Tamara's here with us today. And Dr. Jarbo, her husband and daughter is here. I hope the Lord will bless all of us, all of any of the rest of you that are here that hadn't been for a while. I'm glad you're here. All of you that have been every time, I'm glad you're here. And I hope the Lord will do great things for us. I want you to pray this morning for George Thornburg. He's in intensive care over North Carolina. He fell the other night and off of a building about 10 feet. He's in the roofing business. And there's no bones broken, but there's damage to the brain. He can't comprehend anything. Swelling's up there. So you pray that the Lord will touch him. And Joanne Hauser's stepmother fell and broke her arm. Parks and Opal Bolden, Berta Kaywood, and Janet Graybeal, and Joan Blanche Bell, and Stuart Eisenhower's parents, and Kathleen Caudell, and Kim and Ricky's got a baby girl, 8 pounds and 6 ounces. And then Brother Rosenbaum's sister passed away yesterday. And then Paul Mint's going to have surgery on his eyes in a couple of weeks. A lot of folks to pray for. And a lot of people to pray for. There's a lot of people depressed and in trouble and distressed. We need to pray. I was thinking that second verse that we have that book of that. Second verse of that song. A place where there'll be no misunderstanding. And from all enemy and strife, we're free. No unkind words to wound the hearts are spoken. Now this is just what heaven means to me. We could have it down here.
Amen. Amen.
We don't need misunderstanding. It don't matter to me what anybody does. We don't need to think about strife, and we don't need any. We never, most of the time, we never have it. And if you're stirring up strife in the church, I just wish God would help you to get right with God. I don't like it. I don't like it. It bothers me. It hurts me. I want a church that loves and a church that produces what it ought to. And helps people and do the right thing. I don't want strife. I don't want somebody carrying tails. I don't think you're right with God. I think you ought to just get out and do something else. I ain't gonna tell you get drunk. You might go do that. But it's pretty sorry. Pretty sorry for people to do stuff, stir up trouble, cause people not to love God or not to be able to serve God like they ought to. We got a lot of folks who want help, needing help, coming here for help, and we better get on with it or they're going to miss it, or we're going to miss it. So I want you to pray. I don't care what everybody else does in their church. That's their business. I'm here to help people. I'm here to try to help the down and outs and folks that come by here that needs it. I'm trying to help them. I'm not interested in big names and what they think about me or know about me. I could care less about that. That's not my mind. I want to thank the children and all the workers and everybody else and the fellows here at the church that's helped me with the Honduras thing. We've sent out one big trailer load and last Monday. And we got another trailer load to go, ready to go tomorrow. So I appreciate you helping us. I mean, they're bringing it in. People are bringing in food and clothes, and we're packing it up, and it takes a lot. And the youngins don't have no heat over there, and if it stays cold or if it don't warm up, I'm going to have to do something about some heat. And then, of course, Thanksgiving's coming and Christmas coming. And somebody said, when are you going to cut it off? I said, I don't know. I mean, there's 100,000 homeless over there. What would you do? Just say, forget it? I mean, well, you can't, the government's doing it, or somebody else is doing it. I understand that, but God put it on me to do something. So it's all right, isn't it? If the Lord lets me do something and lets this church do something, you ought to be thrilled to death. We built that big building for years. I didn't know why it was over there. Then one day the Lord told me to pour the floor, and I did. And it wasn't just a little while after that I found out they needed shoes over in Bulgaria. And that's the only place we could put them. We got, I forget how many thousand pair of shoes. We didn't get maybe 10,000, but we got close to it. And we've done sent them to Bulgaria. Stuff still coming in from Bulgaria. And we've done sent them two container loads, and two container loads is going out to Honduras. And I praise God for the privilege of doing, just being able to see it done. And thank God for the ones that helped. Children, come on, we'll receive the offering. Are they? Boy, I got these children on my mind, haven't I? I'll have my children take the offering. Okay, you give what you can today and what belongs to the Lord. I'd appreciate it. God will bless you, every one of you. And pray for the service today. Brother Sam, pray for us.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow and praise you in the name of Jesus and to the precious blood that you shed at Calvary. Lord, I'm glad there's power in the blood. I'm glad it's sufficient. I'm glad it's sin. The fathers can come and bow in his holy name to thank you, dear Father, for what you've done. I'm glad that Jesus done it all. He's the one that paid for our sin debt and set us free.
Thank God.
I'm glad for our Father for all the benefits that we have this morning of His love and grace and mercy and kindness. And our Father, and I pray for the service today. Lord, if it's 1 year lost, this will be the day that we'll get saved. And Heavenly Father, I pray to touch the pastor and anoint him and fill him with the Holy Spirit. I think we have the blessing of God. And our Father, Lord God, the Word, amen. Work. I'm glad we have the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father, and I thank you for the ministers that are with us today. You bless them.
Amen.
And I pray, Father, Lord, for the request of prayer, for all that's said. Lord God, I'm glad you care. I'm glad you're concerned. And I'm glad you will do. And Father, I pray to touch the thing this morning. Lord God, I'm glad we have a song. I'm glad you give us a song of victory. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And our Father is headed to another place called heaven. Lord God, it's a good place. Lord, it's good here if we've got you. And our Father, and I pray we recognize your holy presence. You said we're two or three are gathered together in my name, there are mine in the midst. And Father, and I pray our mind will be upon you now. We set our affections on things above and not on this earth. Help us today, dear God, to surrender to the Holy Spirit. And that is a good comforter. And glad you'll lead and guide us.
Amen.
And Father, have your way. And that you do with faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Because we're a family, at least Oh,
probably getting ready to sing. If some of you would fill up this front right here on both sides, they won't take some pictures of the quartet in a minute. I'd appreciate it if you come down and sit. Or don't look like it's empty. You know, I don't know why everybody don't want to sit in the front. Ain't nobody going to bother you. I don't know where all the girls, some of the girls are down. They'll fill this side up. Somebody come up here.
Thank you.
you boys come on. Only real peace that anybody's ever had. It's in him. It's going to be in him. And you can find it only in him. I want you to really pray today. We've got a lot of folks need help. A lot of people in distress. And I want you to really pray that God will help us. You know, sometimes I wonder if we really know what it's all about. Ricky's telling me today, children over over in the Ukraine that Brother Gray told him the other day. Children in the Ukraine, some of them pass out of school because they don't have enough to eat. And they just don't have enough to eat. And they just can't make it. They don't have anything to make it with. And all that people in Honduras and all of the other countries where disasters are hit, man, I tell you, it's pitiful. Well, thank God for the peace that we have in him. Come on. You pray for them, and they're going to be making a picture or two. They're making a live tape right here from Brookside. I'm glad they ain't making it this morning. That's back when it was live. I'm glad they ain't making one today about you shouting and carrying on and whatever happened. But anyway, I've tried to get these seats filled up right up here. There's a vacancy right in here. But, of course, that's the devil for you, you know. He wants you to sit somewhere else where somebody else can't. The devil will make it look like it. Brooks, I ain't got nothing. It's just putting on. Okay. That's all right with me if that's the way that he wants it.
Bless it.
While walking one day to a hill called Mount Calvary, he carried the cross that should have been mine. As they nailed him there, not one word was spoken, for he laid down his life with love so divine. Forsaken by all, the lamb bruised and battered, the blood streaming down from his brow and his side. His visage so marred, it seemed he's defeated, but glory to God, he made a way for his bride.
I want to thank God
for the plan of salvation he's given to me.
I've been cleansed by his blood,
and I'm forever set free, forever set free.
My sins are all gone.
My sins are all gone. Nowhere can he find them. They're all gone away.
From the east to the west
and the depths of the sea, his blood now avails for you and for me.
It is finished,
he said, the time is now ready to borrow a tomb, for his stay won't be long.
Then
on the third day, the grave could not hold him. Praise God, he's ascended to sit on his throne.
Before the
Father he stands, the blood now to offer, to redeem this whole world from sin and despair.
Then
Christ rents the veil, the blood is now sprinkled, salvation's complete, and I become an heir.
I want to thank God
for the plan of salvation. salvation is given to me.
I've been cleansed
by His blood, and I'm forever set free, forever set free.
My sins are all gone.
My sins are all gone. Nowhere can He find them. They're all gone away.
From the east
to the west, and the depths of the sea, His blood now avails for you and for me.
I want to say this, Father, looking there for another song. About the pictures this morning, you know, we could have done it a lot of different ways than we had talked about it. But the more we've listened to the live tape that God's allowed us to make, it's as much Brookside as it is the quartet. Because it's a blessing as we sit and we begin to listen to it. You can hear preacher just testifying, giving God the glory. You can hear Mr. Green, Miss Green shouting. You can hear Brother Ricky. You can hear Willie. You can hear Sam. You can hear Robert. You can hear some of those that used to be here. And you can hear Brother Brett. And you can just hear a lot of people enjoying and praising God. And I appreciate God for that, because it's just as much Brookside as it is the quartet.
Amen.
And the reason we even thought about releasing is because the Spirit of God that was here in this place. It's not to glorify, it's not to edify the quartet, because we know we're nothing. But I appreciate God, I appreciate Brookside, and I appreciate the Spirit that's been here down through the years. I appreciate when God's come through and He's moved on people, and He's helped and He's encouraged people. And I've seen it time and time again, and my prayer is that God would continue to do that, and we continue to worship and serve Him.
Someday I shall stand in God's city to receive the bright treasures I've won. But how could I ever accept them till I thank Him for what He has done? What joy as I stand and listen to the songs in that city beyond. But a tear in my eye must glisten when I thank Him for what He has done. When I thank Him for what He has done, I must look back at the crucified One on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more just to thank Him for what He has done. They say there's no sighing in that city when life's race is run. But how can I keep from crying when I thank Him for what He has done? Before I can shout hallelujah, before I can sing the sweet song, I must kneel at the feet of Jesus and thank Him for what He has done. When I thank Him for what He has done, I must look back to the crucified One on that beautiful
once more, just to thank Him for what He has done.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. That's one of Lindy's favorite songs. What I thank Him for what He's done. I want you to turn to the book of Romans this morning. And I want to preach to you out of my heart what I believe we need to hear. In the book of Romans, chapter 3. Bible says in verse 21, now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth. I want to stop right there and talk to you about His righteousness. Amen. I read here in your presence today that it's His righteousness. Amen. That justifies you. Amen. Now listen, I want you to hear me and listen to me good. We have no righteousness without Him. Amen. I mean, we've been going through clothes over here, and a lot of them, most of them are clean. But we've got a few of them that's not clean. Now, the Bible said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. So there's no dirty rags in it. It's either you've got clean rags or filthy rags. Now, you don't get dirty. God don't look at dirt. He looks at righteousness or unrighteousness. All of your righteousness is filthy rags. That's all you can make out of it. Stinks. And there's no way you can do anything about it. I mean, all of it. From the time you got saved, before you got saved, after you got saved, it's all Jesus. Now, I want you to hear me and look at me and listen to me and pray for me. But now, the righteousness of God, now it's come. Thank God for now. Ain't you glad that the righteousness of God is here? Ain't you glad that Jesus came? And here is the way you get it. The Bible said it's being justified freely. I mean, verse 22 said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. By faith of Jesus Christ. Not just anybody's faith. It's His faith that brought the righteousness of God down here. Now, if you're righteous today, you got righteous through Jesus. Amen. Bible said He was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So God's the one made it. So you can just forget about how good you've been living this past week, because you ain't done a thing but mess up. You stink in the nostrils of God. You're stinking in God's nostrils. I mean, you're a stench to God. I mean, He got nothing for what you've done. I don't care what all you've done. How good you think you are, you're still nothing without His righteousness. And it all comes by faith, by the faith of the Son of God. Not your faith. His faith brought it down here. And Paul said, I'm here to declare His righteousness. Now, what his righteousness is, that he's done everything that God demanded. He's kept every law. He's kept every precept. He's done everything that God wanted done. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad he done it. And these dudes go around saying, well, he didn't do everything. Well, bless God, if he didn't, you'll never get it done. Because he said, your righteousness is his filthy rags. And your righteousness is of the law. You're trying to get folks to live right, do right, be right without God. That's no way to do it. The only righteousness that any man has ever had since Calvary, and the other wasn't any good, because the Bible said in the book of Romans, the Jews went about to establish their own righteousness, being ignorant of the righteousness of God. Amen. I mean, we got a lot of Gentiles the same way. Amen. They're ignorant of God's righteousness. And I mean, it's hard to preach Jesus, and he done it all. But I want to tell you again, he done it all. Amen. I want to tell you again, he done everything that needs to be done. I want to tell you again that everything that God demanded has been met through the Lord Jesus Christ and through his blood. And I'm here to declare unto you that it's the righteousness of God. It's his holiness, his righteousness, his faith, his grace. Hallelujah to God. It's all him. Well, you say, I know folks that don't live right. You don't know nothing. All you know, you're screwed up between the ears because you're looking for the righteousness of man. The righteousness of God come down from heaven. Come through Jesus Christ and by Jesus Christ. And I declare unto you his righteousness. And I know that folks don't like that. They say, well, we got to keep our folks in bondage. That's like this fellow, this Honduras, was telling me about how they believe over them, some of them over there. There ain't no difference. This one preacher lived down next to where the prostitutes live. Well, he had to go by them to go to church. When they got to church, they thought him out. They said, we saw you come by the prostitutes. And you looked at the prostitutes, so you're not saved. So he said, they said, you got to get saved now before you can be the pastor. Well, he got to thinking about it, and he tried to get saved again, but you can't do that. Amen. But when after that, he got up and said, well, I've got to go back by the prostitutes to go home. So I'll be lost when I get back to the house. Amen. He said, that's some of the stuff they preach in Honduras. I said, they're preaching that up in Tennessee. Amen. They're preaching that in North Carolina. Amen. If you're sin, you're lost. Or if you're sin, you're out of fellowship with God. Lord God Almighty, I'm talking about something that the world don't even know about. And 99% of the preachers, I said, here, Paul said, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith of his, the blood, of faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins. Now, you can't do one thing to get saved. You can't quit looking or keep looking to get saved. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe that what Jesus done is everything that you need, I need, or anybody else need. Well, you say, how you know you're saved? I've had folks to ask me that this week. Well, you know that you believed in him. And if you believe in him, you're not condemned. And if you don't believe in him, you're condemned already. And it says, and I quoted this to a man the other day, blessed is a man. Blessed is the man that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. We got so much religion floating around till I'm so sick of it. Amen. I am plumb sick. I'm sick about two or three different ways physically, but I'm spiritually sick because of everybody thinking, well, I'm not like they are. Well, see, you ain't nothing either way.
Amen.
It's all the righteousness of God that made you anything. Who told you that you were something? I don't dip snuff, bless God, I don't either. But when I was a dipping snuff, I had more God than some of you. Yeah. When I was smoking cigarettes, I was more spiritual than some of you sitting around looking at me, goggle-eyed, and thinking, well, I ain't never done that. Well, you ought to sometime. Take your big puff and get sick, puke your head off, and maybe that'll help you. There's a lot of folks so religious. Great God, in America, we're in such a mess. Oh, you say, but we've got God. No, we ain't got God. And I'm wondering if God's got us. In fact, if I was God, I wouldn't want us.
Amen.
I mean, they have to be so-so. You have to live so-so. Well, I think everybody ought to live right, if you could. And I think you ought to try. I really believe that. I tell you, Ricky was teaching in there this morning about charity. And he got me convinced, of course I'd already been. But you know, I got another dose of it. If you don't have charity, you're nothing. And he said, charity thinketh no evil. Boy, when you get so you don't think evil every time you see somebody, you'd have it. But every time you see somebody and you think evil, the first thing pops in your mind is something they've done. You ain't got it. And that ain't the righteousness of God either. Because you can't get charity until you get righteousness. And all of the rest of this stuff is produced from righteousness. I mean, you can't get charity until you get righteous. And you've got to get righteous because you trusted Jesus and get Him in you. I mean, you can't love nobody. I mean, you couldn't love nobody without Him. But He said, I'm here to declare. Thank God I'm here to declare, Paul said. Well, I'm going to stand where Paul stood for a minute and declare unto you that the righteousness of God is all there is to declare. The Bible said, I say at this time His righteousness, that He might be just. And the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. In other words, he said, I'm here to tell you that I'm here to tell you that Jesus can justify, and he is the justifier. Amen. And when you get justified, it's like you've never sinned, and God's wiped it all out.
Amen.
It's a sin not to believe that. And you aren't righteous till you do believe it. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You got to believe that Jesus come and done everything that God demanded from anybody to be done.
Amen.
The law couldn't do it. Bible says, "Well, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness." I mean, just believe in God. Well, you say, I believe God. We think at Brookside. We think because God does answer the prayer to, we believe God. Listen, why don't you let God live in you instead of you trying to live it?
Amen.
Why don't you let Jesus take over in you?
Amen.
I mean, Paul said, I want to be found of him, not having found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Which is by the law. But to have the righteousness of God. Paul said, I want that righteousness of God. Now that'll help you, buddy. One day I read where Jesus said, I judge no man after the flesh. I ain't going to have you to hold your hand. Because you'd lie if you did. There ain't one of us in here. Not a one of us that don't condemn folks because of what we see in the flesh.
Amen.
You have no idea what he's got on the inside of him, but what we see outwardly. That's where we are, right? Then we say, I want to be like Jesus, so quit condemning everybody.
Jesus said, I don't condemn no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Must think that the flesh ain't no good. Well, he sort of got me to believe in that. I mean, I've been reading here lately about a lot of stuff, and I about decided I'm going to believe what Jesus believed. He believed the flesh wasn't no good, and I'm believing it too.
Amen.
He believed that you couldn't do anything without him. I believe that. He believed that everything he done, he ought to get his information from the Father and do it. That's where I think I ought to get mine. I think you ought to call on God and find out what. And I think, listen, well, I want to stop right here and just derail for a minute. We need some prayer meetings in this church. Not just at 7:30 for 3 or 4 to go down there, but the whole outfit ought to find you a place to pray. Spend a few hours and pray every day. Well, I don't have time. Well, just go on then. Nobody gonna make you do it, but I just suggested that you ought to do it. I mean, that's what Jesus told us to do. He told us to get in the closet and pray and shut the door, shut the world out. I mean, all the time that we're spending watching TV. Uh-oh. I hit her hard there, didn't I? All the time we spend watching TV, ball games, and wrestling matches, and videos, and God help, I better stop and back up here, or the whole crowd is going to faint. Boy, ain't this a religious outfit. You got about as much God as I have. We're all in the same boat. Standing right here saying, boy, we're something. Ah, we're nothing. We're filthy rags. Don't you reckon God's just holding his nose when he looks down at these churches in America and smells their righteousness? Great God, they're filthy rags. That's all they are. Now let me hurry. Oh, I bet you wish I do. To declare, say, at this time, the righteousness which he... The righteousness that he might be just. He is just to do whatever he wants to. I mean, God's Son paid the price.
Amen.
For every man. He can do whatever he wants to with whoever he wants to, whenever he wants to. And if you don't like them, how they live, that don't make a hoot to God.
Amen.
Well, if they don't do my way, well, your way's rotten anyhow.
Amen.
Get out of your way. I'm declaring his righteousness, not yours. Not mine either.
Amen.
To declare, I say at this time, he might be the justifier of them which believeth. And where's it come from? But believing. I've said this a long time. And I don't think anybody much has caught this. You got righteous because you believe.
Amen.
You believe.
Amen.
And faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. I want to stop and blow you plumb out of the saddle and then we're going home. Any time that you don't believe this King James Bible, you ain't going to get saved. It's only through this book.
Amen.
This is the one.
Amen.
NIVs, XYZs, and the rest of them.
Amen.
Can go.
Amen.
We got all stirred up the other day. Somebody called and wanted that Jesus movie. And I read in the paper a big thing about it. I come to find out that thing's got a bunch of other Bible verses. Well, now, if I stand up here and say, I believe the King James Bible, but we're going to send overseas, we're going to send them some tapes over there, and I don't know who got this junk up. I wish whoever it was would pray and send them back.
Yeah.
If we've sent them, and if we ain't sent them, just tell them we can't get them. Forget it.
Amen.
Go nuts over something ain't so.
Amen.
They go over there and find out that the Jesus we've been a preaching ain't the ones on that tape. And they look at that, and they look at that Bible, and they say, oh, we got another Jesus. You believe that's about it? And that's about where this whole country is, another Jesus. And I think we got about four tapes. Have we done send them? Don't send them. Bless God. If Ralph and all of them gets mad, don't send them. Send them back to the outset and tell them if they'll put the right things on it, we'll take them fully with it if they don't want. And if they don't do that, throw them in the creek and I'll pay it. I'm tired. I mean, just because we see something that thinks, Lord God, that's good. That's about Jesus. Honey, there's a whole lot about Jesus ain't about Jesus. There's a whole lot of junk that's not about Jesus. We got another Jesus. And that one never died for me. And that one never made me righteous. And that one never made nothing out of me. That sorry outfit that's got another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel, let them go on where they're going and where I think they're going. Because the Bible said faith come by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Righteousness is through Jesus. And I mean, this book is right.
Amen.
I can care less what anybody thinks. I come out of the convention because of it. I'm still out. That's been since 51. And I'm not ashamed I'm out.
Amen.
And I'm not hanging around with this other little bunch that never got in.
Amen.
These little independent boys got on a wagon that somebody else had already made and pushed down the road.
Amen.
They think, well, we're something. They ain't never protested nothing, got out of nothing, stood for nothing, except they just want to cuss somebody for chewing tobacco. I think this Bible is more important.
Amen.
And you'll plug your tobacco.
Yeah.
I believe this Bible is important, honey. And I think it's time some of you younger fellas catch on to what I'm saying. Because if the Lord don't take care of me and get me out of this, I won't be here. I won't be here another Christmas. Maybe not this year. But thank God, I'm glad I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know how I'm getting out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we're in today trying to ask you to help us.
Yes.
And we pray tonight, if you will do so, give us strength and grace and mercy, power, wisdom, and no use. Bless these boys that go to the prison today. I pray, Lord God, for all of us. May you win all of our lives.